Okay, so we'd actually covered a decent amount of Membet. We were already up to the Mishnah in Halacha Bet. So now the Mishnah builds on our previous, on the explanation of the previous Mishnah, namely that all the Demai that's given to a Kohen can be separated at the same time. So now our Mishnah moves on to how you can do a similar thing in the case of Avadai Tevel. So if you want to separate Truma and Trumat Maaser from Vada at the same time, you take a 33rd and a third, meaning 3/100, right? Because approximately 2% for Truma and another approximately 1% for Trumat Maaser, even though it's not technically because it's 10% of the Maaser. And Maaser is 9 point is going to be 10% of the remaining. So let's say you gave 2%, which is the Beinoni for Truma. So then Maaser is going to be 9.8% of the total. So Truma and Maaser is going to be 0.98%. So together it'll be 2.98%. But okay, approximately 3/100. So you take that, the Omer Echad Mimeya Mimashi Yishkan, and you say that 1/100 of the entire pile, Areze Bitzad Zechulen. Is for now chulin. Meaning it's staying in the tevel state for now. By the way, versions of this is what we actually do nowadays. If you Rudy was asking about it this week, right? That he has his garden in whatever, I guess, whatever apartment you guys are in, I don't know. Or when I went cherry picking, right? You have to be mafresh. So you need to know these halachot, how you do it. So ushar truma kol, and then the other 2/100 of it is truma on the whole thing. Now the Gemara will explain why you don't just go straight and give 2%, why you do this. You know, three set 3%, and then take 2% of the 3%, and the like. And now you go back to the first 100th, which you had named chulin, umeya chulin sheishkan, and then you say this 100th, which is chulin, areze betzadze maser, that which is on the side of it is maser rishon, ushar maser samuchlo, and then the rest of the maser is next to it. Right, meaning, right, it's right, so but right, it's you're right, you're designating part of it that was the actual part that you would, you know, you designated before, and then you imagine this this theoretical percent that is adjacent to it. And Zesha Siti Maser, Asri Trumat Maser Alav, and that which you made Maser Rishon is now the Trumat Maaser, meaning that 1%, or 0.98% technically, Ushar Chala. And then the rest Chala, and most years so just remove it, because what are we talking about? We're not on Chala, we're talking about Truma, and we're not talking about Chala. In fact, many Rishonim don't have this Gersa. Now, if it really is Chala, so then there's going to have to be more, right? It's not just going to be 3%, it's going to be more like 5%. And then Maaser Sheni b'tzvomo b'droma m'chul al-mod, and then you say the Maaser Sheni is to the north of it or to the south of it or whatever, and then you redeem it on coins. And again, this is what you do if you ever have picked fruit in Israel that wasn't Muvasar. This is basically what you do. You take the produce, you separate out some, that's gonna be the truma, and then you say that which is the north of it, da 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 da. And you say the whole thing, and you're Mechal and Amod, if it's year 1, 2, 4, 5 of the Shemitah cycle, which, for example, this year it is. So when I went cherry picking a few weeks ago, that's exactly what I did. So then the Gemara says, what if you want to do from bread or dough? So Tani, Harotzeh lahafrish truma trumat maser v'chalo ka'achat. Right, so this is, again, the reason most Rishonim don't have this gears in the Mishnah is because in the Brayta, we bring that case, which implies the Mishnah is not that case. No tokedei truma utrumat maser v'chalakachat. You take enough for all of them. V'kamein echad meisrim. This comes out to a 20th, i.e. 5%. Now, again, not exactly 5%, because, right, again, truma can either be a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th, according to Chazal, right? Minat Torah, it's chita achat poter dekri, but we've talked to this before, that there's a mitzvah of A, there's a mitzvah of Nitina, and therefore the Tosafot read and know the Yehud are Mechadesh, that even though you can remove the Tevel status with Chita Achat, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Nitina la Kohen with less than, well, more, whatever exactly you think it is. And then Chazal added on the Derabbanan level, now again, whether that's adding even for the Hafrasha, or that they're raising the amount for how much you give to the Kohen, that if you're an average person, 2%, if you're generous, so 2.5%, meaning a 40th, if you're less generous, Ayin Ra, so you give 1/60th, 1.67%, more or less, and then Maaser is 9.8%, because it's 10% of the remainder, Trumat Maaser is 0.98%, and Challah, so as we've talked about, the amount is 1/24th for the average person, and 1/48th for a... for a baker, and therefore this bright must be teaching on a baker, because we're talking about, let's call it 2% for Truma, about 1%, or 0.98% for Trumat Maaser, and then approximately a 48th, which is about another 2%, which brings us to about 5%, which is the 20th. Obviously, we're dealing with the 24th, which is a little more than 4%, so adding that to the previous 3% would take you to about 7%. I'm sure you guys can handle this math, and for those of you going back to college soon, it's good to get back into that mindset. Masechet Challah is not a bad place to go for that, just to get arithmetic back in your head. And then you say, so 100, what is here next to his chulin, and for now it's tevel. And then a 48th is also chulin for the moment, v'ashar truma l'kol, and the rest is truma. And then umeh chulin sheyeshbo. And then you go to the chulin zesh asidi chulin tevel. That which is chulin is now tevel asui maser. I now transform it into maser rishon. Ushar maser samachlo, and the rest of it is next to it. V'zesh asidi maser asui trumat maser alav. And then which I made maser is trumat maser. V'ashar chalom, and the rest is chalom. And then Maaser Sheni is next to that, and then I redeem it. And Rishmuel Bar Nachman Shem Rabbi Yonatan Sarach Levarech Chamesh Brachot. This brings you to 5 brachot: one for Truma, one for Maaser Rishon, one for Trumat Maaser, one for Challah, and one for Maaser Sheni. Because each of these are a separate bracha. And the Rosh Shavuot spells this out for you. However, Tani Rabbi Chia kolon bracha achad. Rabbi Chia says, no, it is one bracha. And this is, in fact, right, how we paskin. Right, if you look at the Rambam in Aleph Tet Vav, in Maaser, he says, that mafresh maser zeh. If you do it separately, separate bracha. If you do it all at once, kolon bracha achad v'rach lafish truma maser. Now, of course, right, you could argue that at some level, that the you know, what bracha does he make? So one possibility is that he says al truma u'maaser rishon truma maaser challah u'maaser sheni. You know, if that's the case, their machloket is presumably a very localized machloket in the halachot of truma maaser, because they all seem to be viewing it as separate mitzvot. The only question is, when you say it, do you say separate phrases in the same bracha, or do you make them separate brachot? However, right, the Rambam, as we just read, seems to say you say one general bracha, right? Not just that you put it all in one phrase, but you say a bracha of right, al trumot and masrot. Now again, is that a halachan hilchot trumot and masrot? Is it that at some level the Rambam thinks that it is conceptually linked all the trumot and masrot, and therefore you use a general a formula? Right, and at some level, gum the gum, right? I mean, they are separate mitzvot. On the other hand, we saw they have to be in order, so there's a link, right? They're not completely separate. They are, the fact that you have to do them in order shows that they are somewhat linked. Now, some of the Mepharshim ask, why would you do this, right? Because again, if you assume that they're distinct, so Einos and Mitzvot Chavil Chavila, you're not supposed to do Mitzvot in a bundle. So the Acharnim have different answers to this. Right now, there is a separate bracha, also, by the way, just parenthetically, from Meiser Sheni. I'll pay you in Meiser Sheni. Now, why isn't this a problem of Chavilot? Chavilot? So again, the simple answer, you know, as I said before, might be that these are not completely separate mitzvot, right? There is a level at which they are linked, but the Achronim really have a lot. So, for example, if you look at the Or Sameach in Perek Yud Aleph, Al-Chavav of Tumat Sara'at, notes in the context that the Rambam was talking about the halacha of Ein Mitarin, Shnei Mitzorayin, Ka'achat, Shein Otz and Mitzvot Chavilot, that you don't, you aren't Mitar to Mitzorayim at the same time because you don't do mitzvot in bundles. And then he points to our Gemara, what about the fact that I hear you can? And he says, Ulai taman mishum dorme kri b'chol manu tzarech la'afresh l'hatar achila u'kri achad chai v'chol dvarim ein zeh chavilot. So maybe because you're being matir the kri, right? And this at some level is highlighting the fact that, yeah, they are linked, meaning they might be separate mitzvot, but as we've talked about, right, in terms of the netina, maybe that's true. But the fact that removing the status of tevel, right, you need to give all of these, that shows at some level a link. That's, you know, I think that's one aspect of it. Then he challenges this, so he gives a second possibility. Second possibility is maybe it's only mitzvah that are on you, that must be done by you. Because then, for you to do all at once, it shows like you don't care about the mitzvah. You're throwing the, you know, you're like, oh, I got to get it all done at once. But any mitzvah which is not begufo and you're allowed to do al yidei shliach, the Torah already allows you to give it over to somebody else. And if you can already give it over to somebody else, so maybe it's not a problem. But again, his first answer that focuses on the kri. Right, first of all, that focuses on the kri, maybe, as I said, right, the idea that you're being matcha the kri shows that at some level, yeah, there is a link between all the trumot and maestro, because at least from the vantage point of the kri, they're linked. Now, the idea that it's you know, that it's one truma, again, you can be medayeg that from the Or Sameach, that it's in the from the perspective of the chitach on prayer kri. It's even clearer if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan HaAtid, in Sadi Gimel and Achon Maestro, where he says, this is not chavil chavilot. They're like one. So again, right, that highlights this this unity of sugya. There are other answers as well, but we'll continue. And the Gemara then says that ad kidon koin levi. This all works for Kohen and a Levi who owns his own produce. But Yisrael in Yomar Trumat Maiser Nimza Mafresh al Davar Sheino Shelo. But Yisrael can't do this, right? At least by not by Vadai, because you'd have to be, in order to be Mafresh Truma and Maaser, to be Mafresh it from Maaser Rishon. And Maaser Rishon is not his. Now, why didn't the Gemara make this point on the previous Mishnah? And the answer is because the previous one was Demai. And by Demai, as we've already talked about, and again, we've come to this point a million times, there are two aspects to the mitzvah of Trumot and Maestro. There's the Hafrasha, which removes the Tevel, and then there's the Dina, especially by Maeser, where it's Chulin, and therefore, once he's Mafresh it, all he owes to the Levi is the money, the monetary component, so Amotze Mechaver, all of Araya. So by Demai, he's not going to give it to him. However, it's worth noting that even though in the Yerushalmi, this is taken as a given, The Bavli quotes a machloket about this. The Gemara in Gittin. So this is for those of you doing Daf Yomi. This is just a few days. Are you allowed to give Truman Meiser Rishon? It's not yours. And the Gemara, as opposed to Yerushalmi, takes it given no quotes at least one position that you can. Because in Abba Elazar ben Gamla, it's Elazar ben Gamla, Titania Abba Elazar ben Gamla, Omer ben Echshav Lachem Trumatchem, the Truma will be reckoned for you. Let's turn the page. Betrayed Trumot HaKatuv Medaber. So I'm going to Trumot Achat Trumot Gdol Achat Trumot Meiser. Kishem Trumot Gdol and tell it by Omer of Machshava. Kishem Meiser and tell it by Omer of Machshava. Just like it can be given with an approximation and mentally, that's true both by Trumot Gdol and Trumot Meiser. Kishem Sheish Lashut Labala Bayit Lichum Trumot Gdola. And just like you can be Mafrit Trumot Gdola, so too Kachim Rishut Labala Bayit Litrum Trumat Maser. So you can also give if Trumat Maser. So you see that in the Bavli, this is subject to a machlokin, even though it is taken as a given in the Yerushalmi. And that takes us to Mem Gimel, so we'll continue on Sunday.